Yeah. The assignment for Scratch is number one. This is so the first one is just run, click on that link and run it. And then the second one is make the cat or different, you can make your own sprite, and you just have to make it move and draw a square. And then meow at the end or something. No, say hi.
Maybe I skipped over it, but when I opened it, I don't
really
remember having that thing in there.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what happened, but it was intended to be in there. Did anybody have the same problem?
No?
What's that?
I have another question.
Yeah.
For like the first one before this, how do you like actually get graded on it?
How do you get graded?
Do you see how you do it?
Well, you have to tell me what you do, what the user.
So the question is, yeah.
Okay. So how do you answer this question? Is that your question?
Yeah, how do you
okay.
see that we actually
right. So you just have to tell me what switches did you switch?
I'll just write that out.
Yeah. So basically, when you start running it, all the switches are open. Tell me which switches need to be closed for the user to win. Yeah. Is that clear? Yeah. Go ahead.
For the square, do the sides have to be like the same length?
No, they can be any length. I think the default is 10 steps, move 10 steps. You make it a little bigger than that because you can't really see. 10 steps is 10 pixels, so it's really small. I would do 100 or something like that, so that you can actually see the square at the end. It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm going to look at the code, too. So if the code is fine, that's good. I'm actually not going to look at the code. The TA is going to look at it. Any other questions about the homework? No?
So I wanted to show you a video that Michael Lichtman, who taught this class before, made to explain binary. I'm going to send you a link. I can't do audio for some reason on this computer. So it's a very funny video about an octopus and its tentacles and binary. But I'm just going to dive into... Okay. We are going to, later in the semester, we're going to talk about how Google finds stuff, how Google works. And for that, we need to invent a word that Google doesn't know about. So we all have to come up with a word. And when we search it into Google, it has to say zero matches. So I need your help for that. Obviously, you know, anything that's in the dictionary is not going to work, right? Any ideas? I'm going to open up Google here. What's that? Yeah, take your hand and go like this. Well, I would like it to be something funny or, I don't know.
Press and hold day.
What's that?
3 to 5 seconds, press and hold day.
Press and hold day. Well, I'm hoping for something more creative. So, I mean, obviously we can come up with you know, stuff like this, without the spaces, and search it. And but I would want something like two words put together, or, you know. Google doesn't know about. I don't know. Anything. A silly, funny word. What's that? Idiots? Yeah. What's that? I can't hear you. We just need to make up a word. We just need to make up a word that Google doesn't know about. Okay? Yeah, random letter is not that interesting. I'm kind of hoping for something more creative than that. Can't be that hard. You all want random letters? I don't like that. Nobody can come up with a funny word that doesn't exist? Yeah, that's what everybody wants. I don't.
Somebody come up with a sentence and take out all those spaces. That'll give you a word.
Yeah, let's try two words glued together.
Dude face.
What's that?
Dude face.
Dude face.
Okay. There's actually 7,000 matches. Okay. Something else. Apparently that word exists, so. That was a good try, though. All right, let's try something else.
You can just add two consonants.
Okay, which one?
L.
Okay, this is one word. So I'm going to write this one down.
And we need another one. I know, this one was hard enough, but.
Okay, another word, please. No?
Another one?
Yeah, another one. You can start with something. And then figure it out as we go. Somebody? A word? Yeah.
Sheepskin seat covers.
Sheeps. Can what?
Sheepskin seat covers.
Can't?
Sheepskin seat covers.
Like that?
Sure.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, great.
Sheepskin. Well, that works too.
Sheeps. Can see covers. Perfect. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put one of the words on our website, and I'm going to so there's websites that link to our website, okay? And I'm going to put the other one on a website that is not linked by anything. And then we'll see when we're going to talk about Google, we're going to see if how that's going to work, okay? And I'll keep you updated on that. So that's a little Google experiment. Very brief review of what we talked about last time. So we saw, last time we talked about how we can take any Boolean logical function and make it into a gate, and then figure out how we can build that gate. And we talked about the equality gate, which takes 2 bits as an input and 1 bit, outputs 1 bit. Output will be true if the 2 bits are equal. So if they're both false or if they're both true, and if they're different, the output will be false. So we made this truth table, which is exactly what we said. If the both the input bits are false or if both the input bits are true, the output is going to be true. And if they're different, the output is going to be false. And we decided that this was the formula for that truth table. And then we decided that according to that formula, we can build this equal gate using two ands, two nots, and one or, wired that way. And then we said, okay, now we can use this equal gate to compare two patterns of bits. Char1 has 5 bits, and chart 2 has 5 bits. And if the two patterns of bits are equal, then the output of this gate will be true. Otherwise, it will be false. And we saw that the way this works is the first bit of the first number and the first bit of the second number both go into an equal gate. The output will be true if the bits are equal and false if they're not. Same with all the bits. And this is all going through an AND5 gate, which outputs true only if all its inputs are true. And now, we saw that we actually know how to build an equal gate. So we know exactly how many ANDs and NOTs and ORs we need to build this equal 5 gate. And we said that how many ANDs do we need to build this gate? Yeah, it was just a count.
15?
15. 14. 14, yes. So there's 10 in the equal gates, 2 for each, and then we have an extra 4. All right. So this is a total count of the gates that we need to build an equal 5 gate. So we have 10 inputs, 2 patterns of 5 bits each, and 1 output. And the equal 5 gate needs 1 AND 5 gate, which needs 4 AND gates, and another 5 equal gates, which each are 2 ANDs, 2 NOTs, and 1 OR, 5 gates for 1 equal, 25 gates for 5 equal gates, plus 4, 29 gates. Okay, clear? This is just recapping what we did last time. And again, we said, okay, this is, you know, the if-then-else number 4 gate. We said that this is what we wanted to do. According to that, we decided this was the truth table for it. And then we found the formula for it. And according to this formula, we build this gate out of 2 ANDs, 1 NOT, and 1 OR, wired this way. And we said that this output is exactly what this truth table does, according to this wire. So now, we also talked a while ago about the if-then-else if-then-else 5 gate, which takes two 5-bit patterns, char 1 and char 2. This is the first bit of the first number, the second bit of the first number, the third bit, and so on. Char 2 goes in here the same way. And we said that this bit, if this bit is true, the wiring of however we decide to do it, will the output will be char 1. So if this bit is true, this bit will be equal to this bit, this bit will be equal to this bit, and so on. If this bit is false, then this bit will be equal to this bit will be equal to this bit, this bit will be equal to this bit, and so on, right? So depending on this bit, this huge gate chooses either char 1 or char 2 as an output. Okay, and now we know that we can build this if-then-else 5 gate using 5 of these if-then-else gate, which we know how to build. And that is like this, right? Because each if-then-else gate is built like this, and we need 5 of them to build this if-then-else 5 gate. So, again, to build this gate, we need 2 ANDs, 1 NOT, and 1 OR. To build this gate, we need 5 if-then-else gates. Okay? Now, clicker question. Is this clear?
Yeah, the clicker's on. Are the clickers on?
Should be on, yeah.
It is on?
Yes. It's on. Oh, really? Maybe. Well, I started. So. Is everybody okay with their clickers? Green lights? DB? Yeah? Okay. No? Okay, so the question is, here's the question. How many OR gates do you need if you want to build an if-then-else 5 gate? The options are A, 10, B, 11, C, 1, D, 5, E, 20. So again, we are trying to build this big gate, and we need 5 of these smaller gates, and this is what's inside one of the smaller gates. So one small gate, one of these, we build like this. And we need to know, to make this big gate, how many ORs do we need? How many OR gates?
Stopping it in 10 seconds. Okay, I'm stopping. Okay. And the answer is five OR gates. And that's the right answer. Good job. So now we going back to the equal gates. Now we can we're an equal gate expert, right? We can do, you know, we know how to build an equal 5 gate. So we could, you know, we could open a store and people could come to us and say, I want to make this game, or I want to build this gate and I need an equal 5 gate, and we can say, okay, I can build that for you. And what if different people needed different, you know, what if somebody needed an equal 8 gate, or what if somebody needed an equal 10 gate, right? So what if different people needed different pattern lengths? So I want to know how to make an equal gate for any number of inputs. I want to compare I want to compare two big patterns that are any length. Okay, so again, this is the diagram for the equal 5. And let's see, what happens if I want to build an equal 7 gate? How many AND gates does it take to make an equal 7 gate? And again, this is the diagram for the equal 5. This is just a model, okay? The equal 7 gate has 7 equal gates here instead of 5. This is what this says. And one AND 7 gate. This is going to be an AND 7 gate, which needs 6 AND gates. Okay? So again, this is the diagram for the equal 5, and you have to generalize to 7. Okay? So the options are A, 14, B, 16, C, 18, D, 20, E, 22. So again, for the equal 7 gate, you'll have 7 equal gates instead of 5 on this level. And here you will have 6 AND gates instead of 4. There's two ends for each equal. Yeah. It's going to be open notes, so you can have diagrams with each one. Okay, I'm going to stop, I guess. Anybody need more time? No? Okay, I'm going to stop. D was 20. So we have, how many AND gates do we have on this level?
14. 2 times 7. And so we have 14 plus 6, 20.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so last time we started talking about binary numbers, and we learned how to convert between normal, regular numbers that we're used to and binary numbers, which are zeros and ones. And again, this is just decimal notation. You have, if you have a number, for example, 207, that's 2 times 100 plus 0 times 10 plus 1 times 7. And that's kind of common knowledge. But in binary, if you want to go from a decimal, a regular number, to a binary number, you have to take the biggest power of 2 that is smaller than the number, which is, in our case, 128, because the next power of 2 is 256. Thank you. So we're going to put a 1 in a 128 case square, and we're going to subtract 128 from 235, and we're getting 107. Okay. Now, what is the biggest power of 2 that is smaller than the number or equal? 64. Okay, so we now have a 1 and a 64, and then we subtract that from 107, we get 43. What is the next one? 32. And we subtract 43 minus 32. That gives us 11. What's the next one? 8. Minus 3 is 3. Minus 11 minus 8 is 3. And then we have 2 and 1. And then we have to make sure that we put zeros in spaces that we left unfilled. Okay? Any questions about this? Next one, binary to decimal. We just write down our binary number and the powers of 2 underneath the binary digits. And then we add up all the powers of 2 that have a 1 for the binary digit of the number that we want to convert to decimal. So we just add those up. It's 128 plus 16 plus 8 plus 2 plus 0. And that gives us 154. How can you tell that a number, a binary number, is even? If you just look at it, yeah.
The last digit to the right is a 0.
Yes, exactly. Because then there will be no, like, it's a sum of an even, it's a sum of a whole bunch of even numbers. So that gives us an even number. Okay, so this is kind of the blah of the conversion from decimal to binary. You don't have to read it. If you understood the previous way to do it, you don't have to learn this. This is the same thing. So I'm giving another example, just so you have that one. It's with 651. We haven't gone that high, but I'm sure you can figure this one out. So now you can understand this joke, which says that, so what does this say? There are 1 0, so what is 1 0? 2. There are 2 kinds of people in the world, those who understand binary and those who don't. But it's funny because the 10, 2 looks like a 10. Anyway. Okay, so now I have a magic trick, and this is how we're going to do it. You guys are going to, okay, one of you, I need a volunteer. A volunteer, the role of the volunteer is going to be to come up with a number between 0 and 31 and not say it to me. But I'm going to go out, and somebody who's skeptical and who thinks I'm going to sit here and listen can come with me and make sure I don't hear it. So the volunteer is going to think of a number between 0 and 31, and I'm going to go out, and the volunteer is going to tell it to the class, and then I'm going to try to guess your number using only 5 questions. Okay? So who wants to come up with a number? Go ahead. All right, so you can come up with a number. Don't say it. And who's skeptical and who wants to So come with me to make sure that I don't hear the number.
I'll go with you.
Okay. I'm going to come back really soon. Five questions, and you can answer. You have to answer yes or no, and not don't lie to me. That's why we have the whole class, so you can be friendly. So yes or no? Is your number in this set?
Yes.
Okay. Is your number in this set? Is your number in this set?
Yes.
Is your number in this set?
Yes.
And is your number in this set?
Yes.
Your number is 23.
You're a witch.
All right, so how do I do this? So this is very scientific. And here's how this goes. These sets are chosen so that, this was my first question. All these numbers have this bit, 1. And the rest of the numbers, between 0 and 31, have this bit, 0. But I didn't show them to you. And you said yes, so I knew that the first bit of your number is 1. Okay? Now, these numbers have the second bit 1. And you said no. So I knew that your number is not in the set, so the second bit must be 0. Because all these numbers have the second bit 1. And by the second bit, I mean the second bit from the leftmost bit. Okay? And it's the same with these numbers have this bit 1. These numbers have the second to last bit 1. And these numbers have the last bit 1. Notice these are all the odd numbers. Right? Okay. So that's your number. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's pretty cool, right? I guess the number between 0 and 31 in 5 guesses, right? Okay, we can watch this because I don't have sound. But now I'm going to send you a link though to it, and you can enjoy it yourself by yourselves. Okay, so this is we're going to try to add and subtract binary numbers today. And I was trying to think of an analogy, and this is the analogy that I came up with. When you drive, you can, you know, look at how many miles your car has traveled, and, you know, say this is your mileage, and if you go an extra mile, one gets add up to it, right? And if you go another mile, another one gets add up to it. So what happens when your odometer looks like this? What's the next, what if you go an extra mile? What happens? 29 and 0, right? So, you know, the odometer is trying to add 1. And here, 9 plus 1 is 10, but it can't write 10. So it goes to 0, carries the 1. It goes, you know, this is 9, 2, carries the 1, until it can actually add 1. So this becomes 9, and all these become 0.
Okay. And then, you know, it goes to 1, and so on. Now, what if we had a binary odometer? And the only, that would be weird, but the only digits are 0 and 1. So what happens here? What do you think? You know, if we go an extra mile. It adds 1 to the end, right? So this is kind of, okay, what happens now, though? Yes, so the second to last becomes a 1, and the last one becomes a 0. Okay, and then if we add another 1, right, this is what it's going to look like. What about now? 1, 1, 0, 0, right? So it's going to be 0, 1, the last 0 to the right is going to become a 1, and the rest of them are going to become 0. Okay? Is this clear? Okay. So now let's see. How do we add... I don't know what this is. Oh, yeah. What if... This is funny. I didn't know this, but apparently if you go in reverse, if you would go enough miles, it would subtract miles?
Not anymore?
Okay. That bothers me a lot. Because it's not like your car doesn't get used if you go in reverse. You know, it's not like it's, you know, gas is added to your tank if you go in reverse. So that's great. That's great news. I'm happy about that. Anyway, say that. What was that?
That was a movie.
Yeah. That's where I actually found it out. But that's where I get my information. But anyway, so say we, you know, our odometer subtracted, and this is what our odometer looks like. What if we go in reverse an extra mile? I don't know how to say that. Right. So it can't subtract from the 0. So it goes to the next one and borrows. And this becomes a 7. This becomes a 9. So that's exactly what happens. And what happens in this case? So you have a whole bunch of zeros at the end, and it's trying to subtract 1. So it goes all the way to wherever it can get, wherever it doesn't have a 0, right? It goes to the from right to left until it meets something, a digit that is different than 0. And then it can do 7, it can subtract 1 from that digit, and the rest of them become 9. Okay? All right, so now binary, right? Our binary odometer, we need to subtract 1 from these numbers. Okay? So what is this going to be? This is pretty easy, right? We just subtract 1. So this is what it's going to look like. Now, what's going to happen next? Okay, so it's the same kind of principle. It can't subtract 1 from this digit. It can't subtract 1 from this digit. It needs to go here. This one's going to become a 0, and these are going to become 1s. Yes, both of them. Because if you have 0, 1, 1, and you add 1, that becomes 1, 0, 0. It's just like with the 9s, but here you only have 0s and 1s. So your maximum digit is 1. And then 1, 0, and so on. Okay, so now let's remember our decimal addition. So I'm just going to do this real quick. We have 1987 plus 951, and we go right to left, and we carry when needed. So 7 plus 1 will be 8. 8 plus 5 will be, right, it's 13, but we never write 13. We write 3 and carry the 1. And then we have 1 plus 9 plus 9 is 19. So 9 carried a 1. And then we have 1 plus 1 is 2. Okay? So now binary addition. Yeah, sorry, you have a question? You don't understand how the binary odometer works? Are we talking just in general? Okay. So I'm not sure. Do you want me to go back to converting, or why don't I go through this and then we'll do a few examples? Okay? And then you can tell me. Okay, so when we add binary numbers, there are only a few things that can happen. Right, in decimal, we have a whole bunch of things that can happen. 1 plus 2 is 3, 2 plus 3 is 5, and so on. Here, the only possibilities are 0 plus 0 plus 0. And the reason why it's three numbers is because there can be carry or they cannot be carry. So if you have 0 plus 0, that's going to be a 0. 0 plus 0 plus 1 is a 1. Then we can have 0 plus 1 plus 1, or 1 plus 0 plus 1, and that gives us 2, right? 1 plus 1 is 2, but we cannot write 2. We don't have 2 in binary, so we write 1, 0, which is binary for 2, and it's actually a 0 carry the 1. Okay? So it's like in decimal when we have 9 plus 1 is 10, but we can't write 10. We write 0 carry the 1. It's the same here. And then 1 plus 1 plus 1 gives us 1, 1, so it's 1 carry the 1. Okay? No. Adding it directly. Excuse me. Okay, so let's see how this goes. So I put the little table up there so you guys can follow. So we have these two numbers, and I'm going to start at the right, just as in decimal, and go left. And so I have 1 plus 0 is 1, and then I have 1 plus 1, right? So we said that 1 plus 1 is 2. Which is 1, 0, which is 0 carry the 1. So I write down a 0, and I carry the 1, I put the 1 up, put the carry up. And now I have 1 plus 0 plus 0. That gives me a 1. Then I have 0 plus 0, that gives me 0. Then I have 1 plus 1. 0 carry the 1. 1 plus 1 plus 1. 1 carry the 1. Again, 1 plus 1 plus 0, which is 0 carry the 1, and 1 plus 1 is 0 carry the 1. So those are all the situations that you can run into in terms of, yeah. And then obviously we can check by converting the numbers to decimal, and so the first number is 115, the second number is 178, and the sum is 293, and you can check that by converting the numbers. Yeah.
I have one question. You have 1 plus 1 plus 1, and the 1 carries over from the other one, like in the fifth digit here, from the right. Yeah, so what is it, and you have it as 1?
So, I'm sorry.
I'm just asking you again.
Right, so if you have 1 plus 1 plus 1, like in here,
yeah.
1 plus 1 plus 1 is 1, and you carry the 1. Yeah, and it can't be more than that. It never is more than 1 plus 1 plus 1. That's the max they can get. Right?
Yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry? 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. We don't say 10 because 10 has a different connotation. It's 2, but we write 1 from it. Okay? Does this make sense? Yeah? Yeah. You won't have to add more than 2 binary numbers in this class. That's it. Okay? Yeah. If you want to do that, you can just add 2 and then add the third one to the result and so on. You won't have to do it. Unless you want to. No? Okay. All right, we have one more example, and then we'll have a quick question. So let me know if you don't understand this one. Okay, so I'm going to do this one again. So what is 1 plus 1? 0 carry the 1. 1 plus 1. 0 carry the 1. 1 plus 1 plus 1. one carry the one, one carry the one, one plus one, zero carry the one. Whoa, okay. Yeah, that's it. So we were here, one plus one was one, carry the one. Then we have one plus one is plus zero is zero, carry the one. One plus one is zero, carry the one. One plus one is zero, carry the one. One plus one is zero, carry the one. And that's what we get. Okay? Ready for a clever question? No?
Not yet?
Okay, let's try.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Okay. Here it is. So the question is, what is
10011111 plus 10111100? And the options are A, 10110101, B, 11001001, C, 10, that's 7 zeros.
So C is 1 followed by 7 zeros, D, 11010011, E, 10100011.
Stop at 1:10. 1:15? Is that better? If you need more time, I can give you more time.
Most people understood the how to do this. Does anybody want me to go over addition? No. Okay. So now let's talk about subtraction. So this is how we do it in decimal. It's about borrowing, right? So in this example, we have 1 minus 8, right? And we can't do 1 minus 8 because 1 is smaller than 8, so we go to the next digit and we borrow. So we cross off the 2, and because we borrowed, we subtract 1 from the 2. And the 2 becomes a 1, and then we have a little 1 here. And this gives us 11 minus 8 is 3. Right? Should be pretty. You guys should be familiar with this, I think. So then we have 1 minus 1 is 0, and the 3 minus 0 is 3. Okay? Another example, this is. So I was born in 1980,
So this is 2010. So how old am I? Okay, so this is, I was hoping this would be more interesting. Somebody did this example and it had more zeros in it, but anyway, this is what it is. So 0 minus 0 is 0. Then we have mon minus 8 is, again, we can't do it, we have to borrow. But the 0 doesn't give us anything, so we have to go to the next digit and borrow from that. And the 2 becomes a 1. We have a little 1 from the 2. And then we have a 10 minus 1, because we borrowed, becomes a 9. And we also have a 1 here. 11 minus 8 is 3. 9 minus 9 is 0. 1 minus 1 is 0. So our result is 30. So this is, you know, going back to our example last time with the binars. If you remember, we had a fake, no, it wasn't fake. It was real money. It was binary money. And, you know, if you had to give change to, say, you know, something costs $8, 8 binars, and or something costs 1 binar, and you have 8, you have to give all the smaller denominations, right? You have to give a 1, a 2, and a 4, which makes a 7. 8 minus 1 is 7. But we're going to see this. This is the example with the odometer, right? If you have something like this, and you need to subtract 1, this is going to turn into a 0, and this is going to turn into 1, and this is going to turn into a 1. Right? We need to subtract 1 from this, so we can't subtract 1 from this digit. It doesn't have enough, it's just a 0. This doesn't have enough, it's just a 0. We have to go all the way up here, cross this off, this is going to become a 0, and these are going to become 1s. Like this. If you borrow it from,
if you're borrowing it for the first one,
from, is this the first one?
I can't see what you're trying
to. Oh, I'm sorry. So this is, the last digits are 100.
Yeah.
So your question is, if you're borrowing from the first one, is this the first one?
Yeah.
You, well, you can't, because it's a 0.
Right, so like, if we went over to the third one and that became a 0,
yeah,
and the second one would become 1, but then you have to borrow that, right? So what if that becomes,
well, you already subtracted 1.
Okay.
So, yeah. Well, I it helps me to think about adding 1 to this. And if you add 1 to this, this becomes a 0, this becomes a 0, and this becomes a 1. So, anyway, I wrote down the, basically all you have to know for subtraction is that 1, 0 minus 1 is 1. That's all you're going to run into. But just so, you know, to make things easier, I wrote down 100 minus 1 is 011. 1000 minus 1 is 0111, and so on. So a 1 followed by 4 zeros will be minus 1, will be a 0 followed by 4 ones. Okay, so basically, you just have to invert the bits. That's how it works out. So let's try to do this example. So we have a 1. So we, you know, again, we go from right to left, and we borrow if we don't have enough. What I said here was, if not doing so, would force us to subtract a bigger number from a smaller number. So if we have a smaller number, the first number the first number has a digit that is smaller than the second number, we need to borrow, which is the theory of, you know, when we borrow. So let's do this one. So, you know, 1 minus 0 is a 1. Then we get 0 minus 1. And we cannot do 0 minus 1 because 0 is smaller than 1. So we have to borrow from the next one. And it so happens in this case that the one is the next one, the next digit is a 1. So we borrow from there. We borrow from that 1. We cross it off. 1 minus 1 is 0. We're left with a 0, basically. That's the only option. And then the little 1 transfers towards the right. And then we have 1, 0 minus 1. 1, 0 is 2. Minus 1 will give us a 1. Okay? So again, we have 1, 0 minus 1 gives us a 1. Yeah. That's how it works that's how it works out. It's like in decimal that way. The only difference is in binary you cannot have twos or threes, but if you can, if things work like, okay, so if you know, 1 minus 0 is 1 just because of that's how arithmetic works. The only problem is what happens if, you know, we have something like 0 minus 1 or 1 0 minus 1. You know, it's not 10 minus 1. It can't be 9 because we're reading binary now. So we have to think about the different rules in that case. But this is just normal. 0 minus 0 is 0, and so on. Yeah, exactly. And then it becomes abnormal when we run into something like 1 0 minus 1, because 1 0 is not 10.
Okay, so we got here. So we have 0 minus 0 is 0. 0 minus 0 is 0. Again, and now 0 minus 1. Again, we have the same problem. And again, the next digit is a 1. We borrow from there. The 1 becomes a 0. The one little 1 transfers here. We have 1 0 minus 1 is 1. And here we have 0 minus 1 again. And in this case, the next digit is a 0. And the next one is a 0 too. So we have to go all the way to the left until we meet a 1. And we cross this whole thing off. And the 1 0 0 minus 1 becomes 0 1 1. So we write 0 1 1, and the 1 that we subtracted, we put here. We put here, and then we have 1 0 minus 1 gives us a 1. 1 minus 0 gives us a 1. 1 minus 1 gives us a 0. 1 minus 1 gives us a 0, and 0 minus 0 gives us a 0. So there's 2 zeros in front, which I didn't write. Says we don't need them. Okay? Question?
It just turns out to be 1 1 1 because 1, the fifth digit over.
The fifth digit over.
The sixth digit.
1, 2, 3.
No, from the right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes.
Yeah, see that one, it goes all the way up, right? It goes, it's really 1 minus 1.
This one, yeah, exactly.
So 1 minus 1 equals 0, would it not?
This is 0, yes. That is true. And the 1 transfers here. And then we had 0 minus 1 again. So this has become a 0. So now we treat this digit as a 0.
Yeah.
Okay. 0 minus 1, we need to borrow again, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We borrow from this guy. This guy becomes 0, 1, 1. The little 1 that we subtracted, right?
Disappears.
No, it doesn't disappear. It goes up here. It glues to this 0.
Okay.
Because we needed it because the 0 wasn't enough. To
Yeah, right. You're right.
So 1 0 minus 1 is 1. This is what we did here too, right?
Oh, I didn't realize it was 1 0. I thought it was just going to be 1 minus 1, because that 1
yes.
up there replaced the 0.
And that's what happened. And it was a 0, but then we borrowed and it became 1 0, because we borrowed from here. So whenever we borrow, we get an extra 1 in front, because we subtracted 1, and that 1 is going to be that one here, because of this. 1 0 0 minus 1, we subtracted this 1, we put this thing here, and this guy comes here and helps out the 0 that didn't have enough to deal with the subtraction. Okay? This clear? I'm going to do another example.
Okay, so what about this one? And you guys are going to do this with me. Because there's going to be a quicker question after this one. Okay. So we have 1 minus 1 is 0. 1 minus 0 is 1. 0 minus 1, we need to borrow, right? And we borrow from the next digit. Okay. Some people make the mistake of crossing off. So say I got here.
0 minus 1 can't do it. Cross off this whole thing. No, you borrow from the next digit. If you go towards the left, you cross off everything but the digit that needed help. Okay? So you go to the left of the digit and then you borrow. So here, we borrow from this guy.
And that guy becomes a 0. We subtracted 1, we added to the 0 that needed help. 1, 0 minus 1 becomes 1. 0 minus 1, we need to borrow again. We go all the way to the next one, and notice here,
this guy needed help. So we go to the left of this guy, we cross off all these, but not the digit
that we're talking about. So we're going to the left of that digit, we cross off the 1000, that becomes a 0111, and the one that we borrowed goes next to the 0, which becomes a 10, 10 minus 1 becomes a 1, 1 minus 1 becomes a 0, 1 minus 0 becomes a 1, 1 minus 1 becomes a 0, and 0 minus 0 becomes a 0. Okay? Is this clear? Yes? Are you ready for a quicker question? No? Okay, let's do it. This is what you need to subtract. So this is 1010110 minus 11011. And options are A, 10001111, B, 11100111, C, 10010111, D, 10111101, and E, 10001011. If you think you clicked the wrong answer, you can click again, and we're going to take into account your last click, just so you know. It's no big deal if you make a mistake. I'm going to stop it at 3. You have another minute. We're just kidding. But, yeah. So I guess we need 70. Usually 70 people have clicked. How about 3:30? No? Yes. The right answer is E. 9 people click C. I'm trying to think how I came up with C.
Just dropped a zero.
Just dropped a zero. Okay. Yeah. That's how I came up with C.
Does anybody need me to go over? Yeah. You do? Okay. So, all right.
I'm going to write in a file because this class is set up so that some people can't see on this board and some people can't see on that board.
So...
we need to borrow, right? We borrow from this one. And this one becomes a zero. Right? I need to make it, to do it on the board. Sorry. And the one that we borrowed goes with this. numbers with this zero. And so we, you know, after we do the one, zero minus one is one, we forget about this one. And then we're just gonna deal with this one becomes zero and this zero.
Why doesn't that one become one zero?
It does, but then you have to borrow again to get to this.
The difference is that we crossed one, some of them out.
One zero, then it would be a one. The end would be a one.
So I don't know if this will help, but you go okay. You go digit by digit, and. Let me do this again, like part of this.
Yeah, I think the only difference is that they're crossed out.
Okay, so we are here, right? Are you cool with everything? Okay. And we run to zero minus minus one, right? And we need to borrow. So we look to the left of this thing. They need that help, right? So we go all the way to the one, and we cross off all the digits, starting with that one, and it's going to be either, you know, 1, 0 or a whole bunch of zeros. We cross them off, and you know, it so works that one followed by a bunch of zeros minus one, because we need a one here, is the bits reversed, so it's 0, 1, okay? And then the one that we subtracted, I said that 1, 0 minus one is one. So the reason why I'm doing this is because I need this one here. And because I need this one here, I subtract it from this group. And this whole group becomes one, which is 0, 1. Okay. Maybe you could ask me a question again.
Trouble with the fact that like some are crossed out, some aren't. So like we just regard
right.
The ones that are crossed out.
Right.
How do you know when to cross them off or not?
Okay, so when? Yeah.
Well, okay. The problem is okay. Like, if you were doing it in base 10, right, normal subtraction, you would turn that one into a zero, and then you would turn all the ones in the middle into nines,
okay.
And then you would turn the last digit into a 10. Right, well, what you're actually doing is you're turning each digit into 10, but then you have to borrow again, so that becomes a 9, and then the next one becomes a 9, and the next one becomes a 9. Right, but here, right, you only have ones and zeros, so you borrow the 1 over and it becomes a 1, 0, but you need to immediately borrow again, so it just becomes a 1.
Because
you
don't have
9,
you just have
only the last digit on the right becomes a 10, and all the other zeros become actual 1s, except the 1, the single 1 that you borrowed from becomes a 0.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
No, it's probably all the other zeros in between the digit you borrowed from and the digit that you're replacing the one on become actual ones.
These digits.
Yeah, the middle digits, the middle zeros all become actual ones, and the last digit that you're borrowing for becomes a 10.
Okay, let me try one more. Let's do one with lots of zeros. So this is going to be 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0. 1, 0, 1. We're going to subtract. Let's try this. Okay. 1 minus 0 is 1. 0 minus 1, we borrow from this one. This becomes a 0, and the 1 transfers to you. Okay? Now, 1 minus 1 is 1. 0 minus 1, we need to borrow again. And we go to the left, all the way to the 1. Cross everything off. The 1 becomes a 0, and all the zeros become 1s. Like in the odometer example, right? If that was the odometer, it would be, you know, if the odometer would show 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, it would be 0, 1, 1, 1. And the 1 goes to the 0 that needed help. And then 1, 0 minus 1 is 1. 1 minus 1 is 0, 1 minus 0 is 1, 1 minus 1 is 0, 1 minus 0 is 1, 0 minus 0 is 0.
It's not 1, 0, it's just the 1. It's just there.
this group?
Yeah, like all of those are ones, whereas the one before is 1, 0.
What you're borrowing for.
Yeah.
Right.
All of
them. So the situation was minus one. This is the situation, right? This one is this one, and we need to figure out what this is left with, right? So we need to subtract, the odometer shows this. What if we go in reverse? What is that's exactly, yeah. Okay, what part is it from?
I just don't get why that enough, the third from the right is a 1, 0, and then the rest of them becomes one.
Yeah, because,
only
well,
thing I don't get.
No, okay.
It's not that 1, 0 isn't crossed out.
1, 0 isn't crossed out. Yeah. That's basically what it is, but because of the way we do this digit by digit, working right to left, and this is how the procedure goes, you know that's, I mean, would you have trouble subtracting numbers? Like, would you know how to do it? Yeah. And it so happens that, you know, these are the situations that you're going to be in, you know? Like, it's not, I don't know how to explain it. Like, this is never going to be crossed out. Okay, why don't you do another one? This, you know.
This is the one you're borrowing.
Yeah,
that's just the one.
Yeah,
that's just
the one.
All right, so yeah, that's it for today. I will send out the video if you want to watch it. Homework is due a week from today. On Sakai, though. Don't bring anything.